Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, there were these two taxidermists stopped before a window in which an owl was on display. You know, taxidermists preserve a dead animal by stuffing and mounting it in a lifelike pose. Anyway, these two taxidermists immediately began to criticize the work of whomever the person was who put this owl on display. Both taxidermists immediately concluded that this was an awful job of taxidermy. One taxidermist complained, "Well, its eyes are not natural. Its wings are not in proportion with its head." The other taxidermist griped sarcastically, "Well, its feathers are not neatly arranged, and its feet, well, they could be improved." When these two critics had finished with their professional evaluation, just before they walked away, they took one last look at this owl. And then to their surprise, the old owl slowly turned his head and calmly winked at them. The owl was actually a live owl. The critics were so blinded by their criticisms that they had lost objectivity. They couldn't see reality, and they reached an incorrect evaluation. As the great British statesman Disraeli once commented, it's much easier to be critical than correct. They had reached a point where they couldn't recognize the real thing when they saw it because they were so critical. The critics' obsession to criticize the owl had blinded them. And this is what our gospel lesson touches on today. Not surprisingly, it's one of the most misunderstood, misused, and abused passages in the Bible. In our gospel, St. Luke says in the 6th chapter, the 36th to the 42nd verses, "Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Judge not, lest you be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. For by your standard of measure, it will be to you in return." These verses have been twisted in all kinds of wrong directions. To begin with, they don't mean that we should not discern wrong from right. That's not what these verses are saying. Someone has observed, we must be prepared to distinguish light from darkness, truth from error, best from better, righteousness from unrighteousness, purity from defilement, and principles from pragmatics. Jesus' point is that humans can sometimes become so critical that their critical spirit takes away objectivity, generosity, forgiveness, willingness to restore, that we become so bitter and biting in spirit that we're left as a censorious person. Furthermore, as the saying goes, what goes around comes around. Giving and caring produces the same in others, and the opposite of that does likewise. Jesus elaborates further that an overly critical spirit that produces a kind of blindness to one's own issues. He uses a parable and analogy to say, why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me take out the speck that's in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log that is protruding from your own eye? You hypocrite, first take out the log of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. So Jesus says it is possible to have something so big in one's eye or life, so obstructive in our own life, that a human fails to recognize that he or she has the very same problem. And most of the time, an even worse case of what's being criticized. It's been observed that we criticize the most what we're most guilty of, but just can't see it. So the problem of an overly critical spirit is in the eye of the beholder. Well, by way of application, to be faithful to the context, Jesus is talking about his own critics, the corrupt religious leaders of his day. He was God incarnate, standing right in front of them, but they falsely criticized him. He received an enormous amount of criticism. Do you remember some of their false assessments? Some of Jesus' critics concluded that he was opposed to the law of the Old Testament, to which he replied, "I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill the law and the prophets." Others called him a sinner because he dined with sinners. He answered them by saying, "I came not for the well, but for the sick." And then horrifyingly, on one occasion, Jesus' critics accused him of being Satan himself. He answered, "Satan cannot cast out Satan by Satan. The kingdom cannot be divided against itself." So Jesus' comments about removing the blinding log from one's own eye speak first and foremost to those who don't see and recognize and accept God, Jesus Christ, right in front of them when he's standing there. And that should be our clear application from this passage. We need to be able to see Jesus Christ right in front of us. And in a moment, every Eucharist, we're given an opportunity to behold Jesus Christ as he comes to us in the Blessed Sacrament. But second, however, there's a direct application to us that will hopefully make us pull back from being overly critical, especially of those whom we love, those whom we are often the most critical. Whatever Jesus is saying surely warns of the possibility that our criticisms can be misdirected, prejudiced, and even out of proportion to our own faults. We can have a log in our eye when all the while we're attacking a disproportionate speck in another's eye. Someone has observed, you can easily determine, therefore, when you should criticize and when you shouldn't by asking yourself three questions. One, am I motivated by an earnest desire for the welfare of the person I think needs correcting? Two, am I going to face this person honestly but gently? And three, do I find the task thoroughly disagreeable, criticizing the one I loved, or do I kind of secretly get some pleasure out of it? So when we're tempted to criticize, and criticize our owl in the window of another person's life, beware. The owl that we think is so artificial and wrong in his pose may turn and wink reality right back at us. God help us to see reality as it really is, not only of God and of others, but especially when we look in that mirror and we take a glance at ourselves. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."